Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, come on, I can't even watch the game. Play, this is not a watch party.
Watch party? Who said party? As in party party.
Let's check the replay.
This What Really Happened replay is brought to you by Progressive. One thing no one would challenge, protecting your home and auto with Progressive.
My bad.
Can pull forward a touch?
Hope he's got Progressive.
Sorry, that topiary came out of nowhere.
Hey, everybody. If you want to have a watch party with more videos like this, click over here.
And keep the guest list under 100.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, Dr. Rick. It's Julie. Just leaving you a voicemail. My number is 618-437-7425.
Okay. Can anyone tell me what Julie did wrong there?
You got to repeat the number. I mean, no one's ever going to get it the first time.
Nope.
Didn't leave her last name.
No, the phone tells you who called.
Yeah, she didn't mention a good time to call her back. How am I supposed to know when to call her back?
No, she just shouldn't have left a voicemail. 9 out of 10 times a text will do.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto with us.
What if your friend...
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. The those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the TextNow app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
The autumn wind is a pirate, blustering in from sea. With a rollicking song he sweeps along, swaggering boisterously. His face is weather-beaten. He wears a hooded sash, with a silver hat about his head, and a bristling black mustache. He growls as he storms the country, a villain big and bold. And the trees all shake and quiver and quake as he robs them of their gold. The autumn wind is a raider, pillaging just for fun. He'll knock you round and upside down and laugh when he's conquered and won.
This is a product of WBNN. This is our fifth annual honors at ONE, and I'm your narrator, the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla Jonesia, fifth reigning commissioner at WBNN. On air now from Lagos, Nigeria, dial in at 516-453-9133 and press 1 to join the conversation, brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. We welcome all of our wonderful listeners worldwide upon our exercise of internal and international recognition on this momentous event. Upon our beginning this evening, we celebrate with splendid honor the ascension towards nomination of this remarkable broadcaster. 39 network all-time connection records, 2018 WBNN Linear New Host of the Year, garnering the Sonia Griffin Award, and Excelsior, the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame, recognizes exclusively the 2022 nomination of alternative radio broadcaster Christine Shezus Powell. And at this time, we install the lifetime achievement of alternative broadcasters toward the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame class of 2022. At first, we celebrate the extraordinary achievements of self-proclaimed Magic Man Haru. 83 network all-time connection records, first all-time in category exclusively. Two withstanding streaks of 20 all-time network connection records consecutively. 2018 and 2020, WBNN Host of the Year, garnering the Anna Waddell Award for Excellence. With All Honor and Excelsior, 2020 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting Enshrinee, Huni Bakatoon, 47. With All Honor and Excelsior for Huni Bakatoon, from the auspices of Ngozi Time Multimedia, we bestow the completion of the highest quality, the 2022 Broadcasting Lifetime Achievement, bestowed this day, December 6, 2022, and the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame to Huni Bakatoon. And now, to present him into excellent prominence, his brother, Delroy Sawyer.
Good evening.
Hey, P. Hey, Dell. It's your turn to speak, sir. Go ahead.
Okay, okay. Good evening, everyone. Good evening, peace to everyone all over the world that's listening. This is an honor to introduce my brother into the Hall of Fame. I have so much I can say about him. He's a very special, anointed young man. Very gifted, very talented, wisdom, knowledge. My brother, I remember when he told me, bro, he said, brother, I'm moving to Tennessee. That's been several years ago. And my brother told me that he had a vision. And his vision was to become a radio broadcaster there in Tennessee for you all. And he's needed. My brother's very needed in this world today. Because some of our young African brothers in this world are strayed away, and we need a speaker like him to speak out to the world. We need someone like him to motivate our young youth, you know, to motivate that family or man, somebody that's strayed away. His voice needs to be traveled. And I'm so grateful and thankful for my brother, and I have so much I can just sit here and just tell about. I am so proud of him, and I know that our mother is smiling and his dad is smiling, say, hey, look at him, look what God has done. And I wanted to just pick a scripture from the Bible that I felt like that really suit him, that I can say to you all that what God has done to him. And it took me to Proverbs, and in Proverbs I took me to verse 6, and it said, for the Lord give wisdom out of the mouth and a coming of knowledge to understanding. Wisdom out of the mouth. That's my brother. That's Tubaku too. That's him. I am so proud of you, bruh. To all honors to you on this occasion for you, bruh. I am so proud of you. Keep on doing what you're doing. Let the people hear your voice. Keep on doing. God bless. Thank you.
And now we present to you Huni Bakatoon.
Peace and abundant divine blessings. You're now listening to the tone of voice of the master sound therapist, master sound healer, and the grand architect of the universe. I want to say thank you to everyone that ever had some type of influence over my life. One of the main reasons why I wanted my brother to introduce me into the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame is because we came as a pair. We was born within the same womb of our mother, the undisputed Bare-Knuckle Prize Fighter, and she continued to travel on. Along with my father, who just made a recent transition, and may he continue to also travel on. What I want to share with the world when it comes to learning how to win, take it from me. I learned it from my upline. And my upline was my parents, but besides them, the first one that ever showed me and showed everyone in our neighborhood how to win was my brother. When I tell you he excelled in pretty much everything, I'm going to share a quick story right quick. And it was me and our beloved mother was sitting in the audience at Chief Hardy. And all of these awards was given out to all of these prominent people. And the unique thing about it, my brother was told to dress in his Sunday best and not knowing for sure exactly which award he was going to get because they had all kind of awards that was lined up on the stage. So, long story short, that last award to be presented was called the one who's going to receive the greatest potential. And that award was given to my brother. Mm-hmm. You see, I, as his baby brother, she only had two sons, me and my elder brother, the tone of voice you just heard, right? I learned to win through him. And I was a late bloomer. I tried my best at sports. I tried my best to play football, but my butt was a little bit too narrow. My head was too small. So I wasn't able to play football at the time, okay? So, again, I watched my brother excel in football. I watched him excel in track. I watched him excel in basketball, pretty much everything that he pretty much put his mind to. My brother is a legend. So some of you who have divine love and respect for me, Huni Barkartun, the Magic Man, trust me, I had great genes. I had a great example in the likeness of my brother. Mm-hmm. So thank you so much for everyone who ever tuned in to my opening night of 77,000, to all the ones who's tuning in who hear me for the first time this night on this great occasion. Mm-hmm. I accept this award, and we accept this award for anyone out there that's ever been counted out, anyone who's ever been looked at as an underdog, anyone who was told that you would never, ever amount to anything. It was through those hardships that made me the being that I am and made him the man that he is. And this is what I strive, and many of us strive to do our best to make a difference in our world. And if you are listening to this live and direct or when it's archived, we all can make changes in our world, each individual. We can make changes in our world, okay? Everybody is not focused and don't want the same thing. And to be honest, we can't worry about those people. But we have to tip the scale to the point where it's in our favor. Those of you who are concerned with the betterment of our world, you got to start off with yourself. Just be the best person that you possibly can be. So the overall message I want to deliver as I accept this Lifetime Achievement Award is to be the best that you can be in this world and leave it in a lot better condition than it was that you found it in. I thank everyone from my spiritual mother, Deborah Ngozi, to the undisputed, undefeated bare knuckle prize fighter, to my father, to Tim Key, my undisputed and my unsung hero, to my deacon and my brother, Troy Reed, and so many, many of you. I already did a post thanking each and every individual I possibly can thank. But I want the show to go on. I just want you to know that I appreciate each and every one of you, from my friends to my family, even to my foes. Even my foes, y'all don't know, because it was through you that I also knew how to win. On that note, I'm going to put it on pause and listen to the show.
Wow. Thank you so much, and congratulations to our 2022 Lifetime Achiever, Huni Barkartun. At Second, we celebrate the extraordinary achievements of self-proclaimed mentor, your honeybee, on turntables 1 and 2 for you, Oladele Malewe Ngozi, a.k.a. DJ Oladsky. 3,328 consecutive shows produced all time from his inaugural broadcast from February 4th, 2013, with intestinal fortitude, unquestioned for sustained brilliance. In Excelsior, with garnering ability equaled for optimal performance, quasi-producing for 5 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting in Chinese, and 3 nominees. 47 consecutive network connections as a host. Mentor emeritus and curator at International Internet Radio Hall of Fame. With all honor in Excelsior, 2019 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame disc jockey enshrinee, 2021 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting enshrinee. From the auspices of Ngozi Time Multimedia LLC, we bestow the completion of the highest quality, the 2022 Broadcasting Lifetime Achievement, bestowed this day, December 6, 2022, at the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame, to Oladele Malewe Ngozi. And now, to present him into excellent prominence with fellowship, 2021 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Lifetime Achiever, Jerry Petito.
Wow. Thank you, Dr. Chinchilla, for that. I am incredibly honored tonight. You know, I've written so many poems about this man, and I want to just talk from my heart tonight. You know, the reason I'm incredibly proud to honor him with this tonight is when we both went in together and accepted our awards, I was more honored about going in with him than just me going in. And I have said this so many times, and I'm going to say it again. I'm on different networks, so I know what producers do. And my producers are all great, but no one is like Brother O, Oladele Ngozi. I am not kidding you. This man, every single night, puts on shows, our shows. He produces them. He works harder than any producer I know. He puts ads out for every single one of us, guys, that are incredible. Then he posts our shows live while we're doing them. Aside from that, he rededicated his life to Jesus Christ. And I'm going to tell you what that means to me, that his mother and his father are looking down on him, especially tonight and when he's gotten all these other awards, and they are smiling down on him. His dad was a pastor. His mother was an amazing woman. And his son, he is a great father. So not only is he an incredible DJ, award-winning one, right? He's an incredible producer, award-winning one. Now he's got this Lifetime Achievement Award 2022 that he deserves more than any other producer that I've ever worked with. Brother O is such an incredible friend of mine, friend of all of ours, right? And without him, I feel like I wouldn't have ever been known the way I'm known, and the rest of us as well, guys. Okay, I'm speaking for all of us here at this moment with that part. He makes sure we are known worldwide. We have over 16 million listeners, and it's partly because of this producer. You know, I say that with great pride, and he's also, again, a good friend. And, you know, Brother O has a humble side to him. I've seen it. And I hope that you have some tears in your eyes thinking about your parents smiling down on you right now, sweetheart. I'm just going to read a couple parts of a poem that I've already written for you, but I just want people who haven't heard it, just a few parts of this, okay? If you're wondering why, I'll tell you right now, no other producer like this guy knows how. Brother O is the one who leads us to drink. With him in our boat, we'll never sink. He guides us at first in his passive way. He gets us to think on what we should say. His listeners come first. Such pride he does take. His word is his word. No such thing as fake. He sets the tone on how we should be, then lets us all run our shows without fee. He holds the bar high so we know our worth. He'll even console so no one gets hurt. His heart is real big, as softy as he. Brother O acts tough for others to see. But if you need his help on any given day, he'll stop what he's doing to hear what you say. So, guys, I just want to thank everyone out there who's part of O&E, and I want to thank Brother O, first and foremost, for not only excelling as an incredible producer, but excelling as an incredible friend, an incredible father, and an incredible son. Brother O, our honeybee, Aladel Ngozi, I want to offer you the award you deserve, your 2022 Lifetime Achiever. God bless you, my friend.
And now, our proprietor and producer and our awesome DJ, the wonderful Oladele Malewe Ngozi.
I say this to all around people all around the world. The devil, Satan, tried to take my voice last night. And early this morning, I had laryngitis. So that's why I know that this was supposed to be. I am so proud to accept the award with an abiding faith in alternative broadcasting. All of the producers or on a constant basis producing shows all around the world, I accept this award for them because it is hard to be a producer. It is hard to deal with people's attitudes and then have them understand their altitude because your attitude is your altitude. Yes, I push my people hard. I never will apologize for that. But I know I refine them. Not only is pure gold, but diamonds to shine around the face of the earth. The key to what we do at WBNN is this. Out of 217 hosts that I've touched, we only have 24 now. So that means that some people have stayed, just like Antonia Bass, who's been with me for almost a whole 10 years, and all the others that came down. There's no time for rebuilding, for rebuilding affords no such luxury. Time and time again, we must retool to a commitment to excellence and to be the beacon of light that shines around the world. This is what I believe. This is my mantra. We're here to save lives. And so all of the hosts here, well, I'll talk internally now, and then I'm going to go internationally in a moment. But internally, to all of the hosts that are here, this is a grand opportunity. Don't you ever even allow me to spoil your blessing. Because I'm going to be hard. Sometimes I'm going to be abrasive. But know that the person like Jerry Petito talked about on the other side of the coin is the most loving person that you can ever have as a producer. And I stand by that. I have 24 outstanding hosts, from our newest intern to our Hall of Famer Lifetime Achievers. And all the people, nominees, Linear New Hosts of the Year, Hosts of the Year, we are a force to be reckoned with. People around the world know who we are because every single show is different. Every single show has work and it has promise. And we're going to continue. Like I said before, there have been hosts that fell by the wayside. I thank you for you being an alums. All the folks that, you know, counting on robbery to stay here, I thank all of you to stay. And now to my international. To the outstanding academy, of the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame in Stockholm, Sweden. Now, I want to say one thing. What took you so long? Hmm? In 2018, I believe I deserved to be in this writing then because of the work I put in for more than 6 years, starting with Ricky R. Jones, giving honor to her. If it wasn't for Ricky, I wouldn't be here now. Just, you know, being on the radio. I want to thank her for pushing me like I pushed her to the International Radio Hall of Fame. There's nothing more you can do. Lifetime achievement, to me, came 3 years late. So I thank you for putting me in. But, you know, fixing, correcting your mistakes, correcting the time that in 2020 you didn't even consider me on the ballot to be enshrined. And all those things I think about every day. It pushes me. Are you that underdog? Do you bark loud and hard? I'm that underdog. I promise you. All the lifetime achievements, all the enshrinements and nominations mean nothing. What means the most to me is coming to the mic every single night to give Ngozi time. That's what matters to me. So I thank you for the lifetime achievement that's already late. And guess what? You can't take it away now. And I said what I said. To one person that I must dedicate this show to, and that is to Valerie Kenner, my wonderful cousin that passed away in 2017. When I was going through all of my situations trying to reacquire Beverly Nation, to the naysayers, to people who have left the network and said that I'll never be back, who laughed, "The joke's on you," she said. "The joke's on them. Joke's on them. You're not only going to be great, you know, with the Damon Network, but you're going to buy back Beverly Nation. You're going to be greater than what you ever were." I thank you, Valerie, because I know you're looking down. Her and my other cousin, Patricia Scott, which on my first show, they only did 17 people. Huh? Look at us now. To one person, and I'm going to digress and go on the rest of the show, my man Lars Swartalter, and Jerry Petito knows exactly what I'm talking about. Lars is one of those people that helped me build my international base. A wonderful young man from Belgium that listened to every single show until he died of prostate cancer in 2016. A great friend. Lars, I love you very, very much. I know you're smiling down, and I appreciate that. To my wonderful son that presented me and my disc jockey enshrinement in 2019, what a wonderful chef, what a wonderful human being. To him and my daughter, my soon-to-be daughter-in-law, his fiance, Angel, I want to thank you guys very, very much. My son was the one that digressed and said, "No, let Jerry do it. You need to be brought in by a fellow." And this is something that I teach my son. My son knows my history. He knows what I go through on a constant basis, my son. And he had the business aptitude to say, "Let a fellow," which means a lifetime achiever, put me into the hall. And finally, the only son of two outstanding human beings, my mother, Deborah Ngozi, and my father, the Reverend Dr. Lonnie Aloysius Beverly Sr. It is amazing. My mom, next year when we celebrate the 10th anniversary of Beverly Nation, will be gone for at least 20 years. My father, in July, will be gone 13 years. And it is amazing to me that they've been gone so long. And they are with me right now. I miss them in the flesh, but I know they're with me in the spirit. Mom and Dad, thank you so much for being hard on me about my education and, you know, my mom lived to see me get my bachelor's, and my dad lived to see me get my master's degree, and I really appreciate that. And I uphold the same virtues to my son who's at the University of California at Berkeley. I am so proud of the legacy of my family. And I love every single one of you guys. And to the International Radio Hall of Fame, thank you for your lifetime achievement. And I will continue to be great on purpose. I said what I said.
Wow, thank you so much, and congratulations to our 2022 Lifetime Achiever, Oladele Malewe Ngozi. And at this time, we enact the achievement of enshrinement toward the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Class of 2022. At third, we celebrate the extraordinary achievements of the Spiritual Perspective Comet. 47 network all-time connection records, fifth all-time in category. All-time network connection record withstanding streak of 33 all-time network connection records consecutively. 2020 WBNN Linear New Host of the Year, garnering the Sonia Griffin Award. With all honor in excelsior from the auspices of Ngozi Time Multimedia LLC, the 2022 Broadcasting Enshrinement bestowed this day, December 6, 2022, at the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame to Terrace Strength. And now to present him into excellent prominence, his friend, Shango McDuffie.
Good evening, family. Good evening. Good evening. It was over 25 years ago when I met this person at a basketball tournament. And we competed on opposite teams at that time, but little did I know, shortly after, we become great friends. This surprise friendship came out of nowhere when I realized that I was talking to somebody who was special. I didn't grow up with siblings, and immediately he felt like a brother. And we've been brothers ever since. This person is a independent thinker. He actually talked me into thinking for myself, which was an accomplishment. I got even more close to him when I heard stories when we were 18, 19 years old where I wouldn't be around and he stood up against other people when I wasn't even there. We had a slightly different background, but kindred spirits. Guy has been very special to me for a long time. He's been able to go through all the ups and downs in life and help me see my own potential. And hopefully I was able to shine a little light on his. I can remember a couple years ago, I would run into Brother O, and we would have conversations about the radio network. And I thought, oh, I know somebody. I know somebody who would fit in real nice. I think he deserves a shot. And Brother O wasn't sure if he had a slot for him. I said, Brother O, you got to talk to this guy. You got to talk to him. I knew he would be a natural because he had been talking my head off for years. So if he could hold my attention all these years, I think he could bring some new light on some prime subjects to the world. He's a natural explorer, an investigator, teacher, but not the type of teacher that wants you to follow him. He wants to teach you how to lead in your own life. He's just a unique guy. I've been talking to him for a long time about you need to find a platform, a way to have a wide audience. And we shuffled around and talked back and forth, and he wasn't sure how he would do it, and I wasn't sure how it would work. And then Brother O had a situation where he could give a brother a chance. I was confident that he would be successful at it because he comes from a place of integrity and good character. He's been sharing and growing and developing with all of our mutual friends for over 25 years. Who knew that one or two chance conversations would result in him finding the slot on this network and now finding himself walking into the Hall of Fame. He's grown into a reliable beacon of new and empowering information, and it's just with great admiration I am happy to bring to you my esteemed friend and brother, Terrence Strength.
And now, Terrence Strength.
Chango, I appreciate those kind words. As he was telling his family, he's been my friend for many, many years. He's been there for me many, many times, and I've been there for him. I just want to thank Brother O and the ONE Dynasty family, WBN Network, for all your support, all of your encouragement for me through these 3 years, helping me to understand and to put my voice out there. I didn't realize that I had all of this information bottled up inside of me. Chango is definitely correct in terms of my friends hearing it, but I don't know. I just didn't realize that I was walking around with all of this potential inside of me. So I want to thank ONE Dynasty Family Network for giving me a platform to expand and to grow and to share that perspective with the world. As I said before, you know, Jerry Pitino, Tony Bacatoon, Brother Owen himself, it's been quite a ride of 3 years. I can honestly say that I have evolved many times over during this short stint with this network, and I want to thank everyone. I want to thank my son for his support. When I started on this network, we have 500,000 listeners, and now it's grown to 18 million listeners, and it's been quite a ride. You know, the whole pandemic and what was going on during that time, and how it shaped my shows and my perspective at the time. I want to thank the listeners for all their support. You know, and I want to thank my new family at Dedicated Senior Medical Center where I work, where we help save lives, help save seniors every single day, and gives me an opportunity to become a more loving soul and being. So I just want to thank Chinchilla for her leadership as a new commissioner and everyone that has helped and kept me on course and tried to keep me honest with what I was talking about from my perspective, and how that we can all grow and become the soul that we are meant to become. So I want to thank you guys. This is an honor. This is definitely an honor, and I hope along the way I've inspired others to move towards a new perspective. Thank you.
Wow. Thank you, and congratulations to our 2022 Broadcasting Enshrinee, Terrence Strength. And at this time, Ngozi Time Multimedia LLC bestows its highest international internal broadcasting achievements through optimal recognition. At Forth, we celebrate the extraordinary achievement of the satellite checker. Since hence, from internship and throughout his rookie campaign, this host has exhibited outstanding broadcasting performances. 7 network all-time connection records consecutively as a new host. Tied first all-time in category. With all honor in excelsior from the auspices of Ngozi Time Multimedia LLC and WBNN Broadcasting Companies Incorporated, we bestow the achievement of a linear new host of the year for our class of 2022, garnering the Sonia Griffin Award to Clever One, effective this day, December 6, 2022, and now to present him into excellent prominence, 2021 Linear New Host of the Year, Dr. Chinchilla J. Wow, what can I say about this young man, Clever One? He has become somewhat of a pillar to this network. As an intern, Clever One called in every single night to all of the host shows to show his support and to make his comments and to always let everyone know to check your satellites. Clever One passed his internship with flying colors and became a new host here on WBNN and continued his streak of Connection Records, and he continued to call in to support all of the hosts on WBNN. And Clever One was interviewed on Meet the Host so that the world could find out who this man is. And while Clever One speaks on his show and when he calls in to comment on other shows, sometimes you may try to figure like, well, what does that exactly mean because of the way he brings it? But then when he breaks it down, if you ask him, he'll tell you. And you'd be like, whoa, wow, I never looked at it that way. And to check your satellites, when I asked Clever One, what did that mean? He said, well, a lot of people, you're outside, walking around, things are happening all around you, and you don't really notice because you're not paying attention. And especially women outside, you're not looking at your surroundings. And we should always look around and be very mindful of what's going on around us, on the sides of us, behind us, in front of us, because if we're not looking, anything could happen. And so I was like, whoa, wow, check your satellites. That means check your surroundings, people, and you need to do it. Instead of walking around on your cell phones, texting and talking and not paying attention at all, even when you're crossing the street, okay? So that was like really something that made me go, whoa, check your satellites. So now that has become like the saying, like every time we hear him, we cannot let him get off of the air without saying check your satellites. If he does, then like something's wrong and he hasn't checked his satellites for that day if he gets off without saying check your satellites. So we love to hear Clever One say that. And it gives me great honor to present Clever One with this awesome award that I was honored with last year as the 2021 Linear New Host of the Year. And now I give that mantle, that crown, to this awesome man with 7 Network All-Time Connection Records consecutively as a new host, everyone. I present to you Clever One.
Yo, this is Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where your uncle just left out the bum dummy with a 3-pack of 24-ounce cans of Bud Ice and a pack of Newport 100s and an Enquire. Yes, I'm out here. And first of all, I want to give a shout-out and thanks to the whole Wu-Tang Clan for teaching the children and, you know, and ODB for being a superhero in the hood out here in the zoo because, you know, it wasn't no father to his style, but guess what? Clever One, I'm a father of every style. Shout-out to the whole WBNN for giving me the opportunity to spit these truck jewelries on here. You know what I'm saying? Hold on. Shout out to Brother O. And Dr. Chinchilla. Yes, I said Dr. Chinchilla. You heard me. And, I want to give a special shout out to the senior host, Antonia Batts. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't have did this, and I couldn't have had a better mentor than her, you know what I'm saying, and these particular affairs out here. You know what I mean? Also, these opportunities are opportunities for us to grow, spread, and verily this is for knowledge sake. Verily, you know what I'm saying? And we can't rely on the surface, people. We can't rely on all these things that's in appearance. It's like a mirage in the desert where people are led to believe that water is fire and fire is water. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, we out here to build the bricks up and stand the sticks up. You know what I'm saying? And when I say that, you know what that means. Because you know, if you see bricks, you know what is it? It's a building, damn it. And if you see some sticks, that means it's a sign in front of it. You know what I'm saying? So, that, you know, I ain't going to hold you long. I just wanted to give you a shout-out. You know what I'm saying? And I thank you all. You know what I mean? I appreciate this opportunity to spread this love, spread this knowledge, because it's all about the information, people. If we're going to have, if we're going to be knowing things or not knowing things, let's find out. You know what I'm saying? I'm Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Brewer Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where grandmoms take 5 hours to cook collard greens. Check your satellites.
Thank you, and congratulations again to our 2022 Linear New Host of the Year with the Sonya Griffin Award, Clever One. And now at this time, I would like to present to you our 2019 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Disc Jockey and Enshrinee, our 2021 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting Enshrinee, and our 2022 Broadcasting Lifetime Achiever, our producer and our proprietor, Oladele Malewe Ngozi.
Outstanding introduction, Doctor. The Honorable Dr. Chichilla J., fifth reigning commissioner of this outstanding network. At last, this is the moment we've all been waiting for. Since 2018, we have had this, you know, cloud of suspense. Who will be the winner of our greatest internal award at this network? It is the wonderful, outstanding Anna Waddell Award for Excellence. We celebrate the extraordinary achievement of Miss Controversy. Since hints from her internship throughout her outstanding 2021 rookie campaign, and now this year, she has exhibited outstanding broadcasting performances. This young lady is third all-time in category in the ONE Hall of Champions, with 69 all-time connection records as a host. The 2021 Sonya Griffin Award-winning WBNN Linear New Host of the Year. With all honor in excelsior, from the auspices of Ngozi Time Multimedia LLC and WBNN Broadcasting Companies Incorporated, we bestow the outstanding achievement of WBNN Host of the Year for our class of 2022, garnering the Anna Waddell Award for Excellence to the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J., effective this day, December 6, 2022. And now to present her into excellent prominence, last year's award-winning WBN New Host of the Year. She gives the Anna Waddell Award to the wonderful and outstanding Dr. Chinchilla J. And after that person, we have the person that worked with Anna Waddell. I'll be presenting him in a moment, talking about him. And now, 2021 WBNN Host of the Year, Sister Bessie the Truth, also the 2021 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting Nominee, with all excelsior. Sister Bessie.
Peace and blessings, Chinchilla. Chinchilla, I have a poem for you. Chinchilla, a winner in her own right, she continues to give a warrior's fight. She delivers the unjust prisoners to the justice light. A doctor she is, with wisdom and knowledge, with a mighty bite. She shields the weak from a court system that is on the take. So listen when she speaks. Come on and take a ride on that power ship. This award she must have, for her gift is from the Almighty's lab. The greatness in her to see is a delight. Check it, sister. You shall have the Anna Waddell Award in your purse. For she has lifted many out of the mire's dust. There's only one Chinchilla. Let us celebrate her as the Anna Waddell Award winner. You are the flower for this hour. So shine like the expensive wine that you are. This is why we love her, because she tells us up front at the door, congratulations, my dear. You are the Anna Waddell Award winner. We appreciate you for your unwavering stance for those that have been unjustly treated by the justice system. And to everyone else, congratulations to all who were honored tonight for their greatness. Congratulations.
Outstanding performance by the 2021 WBN Host of the Year, garnering the Anna Waddell Award for Excellence. The International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting nominee, Sister Bessie DeTrusser. This person is so great. It moves me almost to tears. Because, like I said in my introductory speech, you don't know what we go through as a family. This man is one of the greatest broadcasters in our history at WBNN. This man worked with Anna Waddell as a partner, his best friend, the Soul Twins. From 2017 to 2018, it was a Primark show on this network, garnering 20 all-time connection records here at WBNN. The 20th was 2 days before Anna Waddell passed. This man coming on right now to honor Anna Waddell, I am totally speechless. And you know it's hard for me to be speechless. We don't come to play, we come to show out. This man is great. The wonderful WBNN alum host, Mr. Edward Burks.
Hey, old man. You know what? I listened to your chapter of mine. I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, it brought back all kind of memories, what me and Anna did together, right? And it's an honor for you to pick on Diamond to, you know what I'm saying, to speak some words about the award and about what it means to, what I'm sure it means to Anna. So thank you for having me. You know, like you said, once a member, always a member. What me and Anna did upon the network, nobody can take it from us, and we were both proud. And like you said, ironically, our last show was the Bill Cosby show, I believe. And she passed away like the next day, or 2 days later, the next day, actually. And so, you know, thank you, and be sure Anna's smiling, and this is a big way, man, an honor to honor Anna Waddell. And I want to thank you for it in honor of Anna Waddell, me soul twin forever. See? Thank you, brother.
I love you, man. You know, Ed, what you did for this network will go down the test of time. I love you so, so much. And if anything you do or any other network, I will be there. I don't call them a lot of different networks, but if you do something, man, I'm going to be there front and center. I promise you, your brother will be there. I love you, man. Nothing you can do about it.
Thank you, man. Large respect for that, man. You know, and the thing about that, I remember, do I have a quick minute to talk about this?
Please, man. Are you kidding me? Go ahead. Okay. I'm digressing. Go ahead and talk, please.
Okay. Yeah, man. And so me and Anna met through Facebook, through poetry. You know, Anna was doing her thing poetically-wise, me doing my thing. Anna from Texas, me from Caribbean, Grenada. And Anna called Diamond up and said, yo, won't you do a radio show with me? And I was like, yo, I mean, don't know nothing about the radio. And she said, I don't either. We'll figure it out. And we did it. And we had like 90,000 people them listening to us, everybody. We were like shocked. Our first show. And Olasky schooled us on the on how to do radio. As anybody listening who is on a network, Olasky, the mind, you know, if you listen to the mind, you'll be successful because you schooled us. You know, no dead air, right? You know, that type of thing, right? You know, how to pace the show and all that. So it was two of us, soul twins. Oh, last year, the mind was like the third one, see? And so this award for me and Anna is an honor because this show, this award is about Anna Waddell, the great Anna Waddell, the late Anna Waddell. And this is what we want to keep it like. It's not about me. It's not about the soul twins at this point. It's about Anna Waddell. And I want to thank you and, you know, Chinchilla, Dr. Chinchilla J. Yeah, sir, you know, we haven't met you like that, but this is a great honor for you, I'm sure you know, because Anna was a great woman, and she was like a loving woman. And me and Anna did things upon that network that we were proud of. We didn't always, right, you know, people be, you know, cross their eyes at it because we were coming real and hard, but we did a great thing, and Anna was proud. And the thing about the old, our last show, man, you know, we were both excited about doing more, right? Anna was excited. I was excited. You were excited. We had plans. We had shows we were going to do, and then Anna passed away. And so, you know, it was hard for all of us. And before we go, we want to say big up to Sister Bessie. Right, she's still doing her thing, still a time to poet, love her, you know what I'm saying? Antonia Bass, right, they still there, right, and everybody else. So thank you, my brother. I'm going to get off the network. I'm going to sit back, listen to the show. Thank you, my brother, for having us.
Hey, man, I love you very, very, very much, man. You know, that's history. For all you guys, I always say come, but lately, that man right there you just heard, it's historic to this network. The outstanding Edward Burks. Don't you ever, ever, ever forget it. The Soul Twins. The first premise poetry show in the history of alternative radio. I did that. To the International Radio Hall of Fame. I said what I said already. Let's get to honoring this wonderful young lady. Not only is she the WBNN host of the year with the Anna Waddell Award for Excellence, but she is our chief anchor of our network. She's on every single Sunday. Never had a call out. And she delivers. She helps those who cannot help themselves. And she has helped WBNN. And again, what more can I say? With all honor and excelsior, the 2022 WBNN New Host of the Year, Dr. Chinchilla J. And I'll be back with final thoughts.
Wow. Thank you, everybody. Thank you to my family of hosts. Thank you so much. I mean, I've been sitting here crying this whole time, and I'm still crying, and I can't stop. Thank you so much, Sister Bessie. That poem that you wrote for me, wow, that poem was so amazing. Thank you, and I thank you for your love, for your support. I thank all of my fellow hosts for your love, for your support, for voting for me. And we had some awesome, awesome hosts to choose from. And the other host, Jerry Petito, awesome, awesome. Angela Thomas Smith, another awesome, amazing host. And Tara Strength, another awesome, amazing host. Thank you so much. I mean, I don't know what else to say, but I am so grateful that you all have seen in me the work that I do and that you feel the passion of what I do. And all I can say is, wow. And I do what I do because I feel that it is something that God has ordained me to do, to be a voice for the voiceless and to help those that need the help. Because there are just too many people wrongfully incarcerated there's too many injustices in this country that constantly get swept under the rug. And we have to bring it to light. And I am so grateful to this platform that Brother O has created for hosts such as myself and all of my fellow hosts, that we can speak freely and talk about whatever we want to talk about and not be muzzled. And I thank you, Brother O, for giving me this space on this network, such a great network. And I don't know, you know, like the other networks, mainstream media, I never wanted to be part of because of the fact I cannot speak the way I want to speak, especially when it comes to wrongful convictions and injustices. They want to write out a script for you that you have to follow. And if it's a story that they don't want aired, they tell you, no, we're not going to do that. Choose something different. And so I couldn't stand that. And so now I have a network that I'm a part of that Brother doesn't do that. And I am so very grateful. And although I have my own TV networks and other networks, but this is home for me, WBNN. And I will remain a WBNN host always, you know, because I love it here. I love our fellow host. And my prayer is that going into 2023, that our hosts will become even closer, and that every night we will have as many hosts as possible, if not all of our hosts, calling in to support each other on a constant basis. Just like our listeners support us on a constant basis, we have to support each other on a constant basis, even if it's just for calling in for 10 minutes, because we don't have to call in and listen to the whole show. We can call in and listen for 10 minutes because I know that we're all busy doing other things in our lives. But to show that support, it just means so much to hear a host on the other line when we open up the call lines. It makes me feel good, and I'm sure the other hosts feel good when they hear a fellow host calling in to support their show. And that's what we're about here on WBNN. So that's my prayer for all of us, to be like Clever One and be like Tiana speaks to before she even became an intern, called in to every show, every single night to show her support. And that's what I want to see in 2023 for WBNN, for us to be closer as a network and as a family of hosts. And thank you so much to Edward Burke tonight. And I honor him. And I honor the great, awesome excellence of Anna Waddell, who this award is named after, the Anna Waddell Award of Excellence. Thank you. Thank you so much, everybody. Thank you.
That was a touching addition to something that's near and dear to our hearts. Last year's O&E honors. Tuesday, we will have that same feeling, that championship feeling that we all love. Because this year, we get a chance to honor another Hall of Famer to be enshrined, Anthony Thomas Smith, an outstanding alternative broadcaster here on the one and only Beverly Nation. We honor Sonia Griffin in Excelsior with the Governor's Award. You know, all the greats who have retired the right way are honored. Then we honor a young man who's the most improved broadcaster of the year here at WBNN, the first time ever, Ricardo Richard. Then we honor a young lady who's a dual host, the only dual host of this network, the wonderful Tiana Speaks, with the Sonia Griffin Award, the 2023 WBNN Linear New Host of the Year. Then a special presenter will be presenting the Anna Waddell Award for Excellence 2023, WBN Overall Host of the Year, sponsored and presented by Progressive Insurance. I'm going to bring on now a person who has accolade beyond accolade, the 2020 International Net Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting in Shawnee, the 2022 International Net Radio Hall of Fame Lifetime Achiever, the two-time Anna Waddell Award winner for excellence in 2018 and 2020, my brother, the loving and outstanding and progressive, Huni.
Wow, well, I tell you, if you don't know how to announce somebody, I don't know who can.
Let me tell you something. If you love internet radio broadcasting and you don't feel what WBNN is bringing forth, you come to the wrong network.
I know that's right. Man, the good doctor himself is, I coined you that because to me, you know, you're one of the greatest to ever visit here doing Mission Planet Earth, man. And the vision and to be able to see so many people that you touch, and I heard you say that tonight when it was replayed, when it was rebroadcast, so many people that you touched, some people stayed, some retired the right way, and, you know, and then we had quite a few that was translated from this world into the next, man, and look at us now. I started off in 2017, and I'm still going. I'm here for the long haul, and I can't thank you enough. Let me say this correctly. Your mother enough for reaching out to you to contact me, because soon the world will see that it's a prophecy that's being fulfilled that I was told about in 1991. Now, a lot of people have been familiar with June 6th. It's June 13th, 1985, but now it's time for me to delve a lot higher and speak about what took place in 1991 when my personal book of life was open. And, you know, with all the people that we have that have stayed, and you know, from the time I came on to, I'm going to say maybe up to about a good year, we had some people that was really, really working hard to stay for the long haul. And I want to say thank you to each one of us that's here to endure, okay? As well as, I don't even want to speak about the newcomers. I can't thank our attentive listening audience enough for being there for each and every one of us night after night, 6 days out of a week. And I'm telling you, it makes me feel proud that people can turn off the idiot box and listen to the tune of our voice, man, and show us divine love and support. You know, from the Magic Man, Huni Bakatun, I personally thank each and every one of you. And I can't wait, man. Coming up Tuesday, I can't wait to be able to be the final one who's going to introduce my spiritual daughter into the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame. I'm so excited and so proud of her.
Wow. You know, there's a certain fire that's kindled, a certain fire that goes through internet radio history. There was a network called Beverly Nation. Whoa, Nelly, for that network to thrive and survive all of the tests and trials of just being available. A kindled fire, Brother Huni Bakatun, a kindled fire around the winter fireplace. And it says, give me warmth, give me sustenance. Let me have a family room feeling. Let it be effectual to around the world till they say, look at them. And in turn, look at us. The greatest thing about WBNN, the greatest thing about WBNN is the cadence, Brother Huni Bakatun. The cadence of all of our hosts historically. Let's go back a little bit to 2013. So a young man that came on by the name of Dar Henderson, and then through Dar came through all the rest. Antonia Batts, Kayla Zada, Tanisha Ingram, who was the first host on our network, to give you Strictly Business. It wasn't just E. Davis. And then, of course, all the people, Lovely Ellis, Darlene Lawrence, Louis H. Devon Jr., charter members, Will of God, as well as our wonderful lifetime achiever, Andrea Presley, the Pattersons. The historic charter of our network moves me to utter exaltation. The greatness of our network is us, because without our listeners, we're absolutely nothing. And to go through what we go through on a constant basis, let us, by faith and prayer, say there will be a 2024. There will be a 2024. Anybody else want to talk? All you got to do is press 1 to join the conversation. I'm talking right now with the 2022 International Radio Hall of Fame Lifetime Achiever, Huni Bakatun. Huni Bakatun, what more can you say about there was a network that stands the test of time with a beacon of light for a commitment to excellence to shine eternally. There's no room for rebuilding, for rebuilding affords no such luxury. Time and time again, we must retool for that commitment to excellence. And before I go into it and go through time to talk about tomorrow night's show, your journey at WBNN has been outstanding, historic, in its own realm. What more can you say tonight before in Ngozi time about there was a network named Beverly?
All praises due to all and all who's in all, through all, above, and in compassion all. It's been a great 6 years and counting. And I'm already queued up. Let me do this here. The next advancement kicking the year off, which will be the first advancement for our new fiscal year, where we'll be talking about, and that's December 14th at 9:30 on a Thursday, where we'll be doing an advancement on A Reason and a Time to Kill. Trust me, like I said many times before, this one is not for the wicked heart. Those of us whose parents and who's really, really serious about the wrongdoings that's been going on in this world, especially when it comes to our children, if we want to continue to have a future.
That was the Lifetime Achiever to the International Radio Hall of Fame, the two-time Anna Waddell Award winner for excellence, the outstanding progressive, dynamic and spectacular, Magic Man Haru, known as Huni Bakatun, my friend, my just support system that continues to guide me through it all. Tomorrow night on this wonderful network, we come back on with our chief anchor, the 2022 Anna Waddell Award winner for excellence, the WBNN host of the year, the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J, and News Forum, 9:30 Eastern Standard Time on this historic and storied Beverly Nation. WBNN has advertised through Ngozi Time Multimedia, Pinterest, Google, Instagram, and X. Or W. Malibu Ngozi at Facebook. Any comments, suggestions for a wonderful program tonight? Ole de lay, dying goes with mine, gmail.com. I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Dr. Ola Dele Malay, where Ngozi saying good night, good luck. To all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio to support us on a constant basis. Do you see the autumn leaves fall? Do you see the chill and the winter wind? WBNN and Beverly Nation says, go face them and fight them. Be savage again.